Good morning. Well, another very volatile session for US markets. By the end of trade, we had markets actually bouncing off the 14-month lows hit yesterday and actually putting an end to a two-day losing streak. The Dow Jones up 82 points or a third of 1%. Tech stocks did a little better with the NASDAQ up 0.4 and the S&P 500 faded to finish completely flat. What seemed to help were signs that President Trump may be backing off from threats of a US government shutdown next week. Reports that China has resumed purchases of US soybeans and also that the US and China are set to meet next month. All of those three are positives, but there was quite a lack of detail with all of those announcements. Now, just to give you a sense of how volatile the market was last night, at one stage, at the best levels, the Dow Jones was up 1.4%. At the worst, was down by a third of a percent. So we're continuing to see these volatile and unpredictable moves in markets ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates tomorrow morning. So widely expected to see a rate hike by the Fed of a quarter of a percent at around 4 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Thursday. What will receive more attention, though, is the outlook and the tone of the statement. So that could be important not only for share markets, but in particular currencies as well. Now, as far as what moved markets last night, we had a mixed bag. So quite an even split between winners and losers. The worst by far were energy stocks like Exxon and Chevron that fell by around 2.5% to 3%. The reason is that the price of oil fell by more than 7% last night, hitting a 14-month low. And it's been a mix of oversupply, but also concerns of lower demand as well. In the winners column, Boeing was one of the standouts in the industrial space, lifting about 4%. This is after the company decided to increase its dividend by 20%. Johnson & Johnson also had a good day, up about 1%. Now, it reaffirmed profit expectations for the year ahead, despite the concerns of the asbestos in baby powder scandal. So its shares, even though they rose last night, still down about 12% in the past three sessions. In the tech space, we had Apple and Microsoft making quite a difference. Now, oil prices aside, we had most commodities down. BHP and Rio also fell in London. We had iron ore down about 1%. So generally doesn't set up our miners for too much in the way of positive moves. Today, as far as the banks go, we've got AGMs for ANZ and NAB. Both have done quite poorly over the course of this month. In fact, ANZ has dropped 11% in December now, and time's running out for that Santa rally to kick in. We've only got five full trading sessions left in 2018, and the market's down this month and down 7% over the course of the year. The Aussie dollar finally is at 71.8 US. We are